listener production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with the news briefing. The Prime Minister says the latest flooding events in New South Wales highlights the need to take action on climate change. Anthony Albanese has today toured areas across Sydney, announcing every adult across some 23 natural disaster areas will receive $1,000 relief payments from tomorrow. He says it's the tragic price we pay for not taking more action sooner.
We know that the science told us that if we continued to not take action globally, then these extreme weather events would be more often and more intense. And what we're seeing, unfortunately, is that play out.
The Commonwealth Bank has become the first of the big four banks to pass on the latest interest rate hike in full. It's announced this morning rates will go up by 50 basis points from next Friday, matching the Reserve Bank's increase announced yesterday. Nick Kyrgios is set to face an ACT court next month, facing one charge of common assault for an incident in December. The Aussie tennis star's barrister has told the Canberra Times it's in the context of a domestic relationship and the player takes the allegation very seriously. Kyrgios is currently at Wimbledon due to play in the quarterfinals tonight. Given the matter is before the court, he hasn't given a comment at this stage. And it's been revealed more than 80 alerts were made to the AFP during the six-week federal election campaign, including security threats. Reece Walsh is returning to Brisbane. The emerging star has reportedly agreed to a three-year deal with the Broncos. Warriors CEO Cameron George saying a change in personal circumstances was at the heart of the decision.
Some people understand, other people won't, but it's something that our club certainly prides ourselves on in terms of understanding the personal challenges of moving overseas in the circumstances Reece was.
The Demons will get their ruck duo back for tomorrow night's top two clash with the Cats in Geelong. Max Gawn has missed two matches with an ankle injury, while Luke Jackson has battled a knee issue. Coach Simon Goodwin confirming their returns this morning.
Yeah, Maxie will be back and Jacko will be back. So get the both rucks back into the team. It's, we certainly missed them last week in terms of our ability to execute.
And Brisbane forward Eric Hipwood has avoided suspension for pushing his Dogs opponent into the path of an umpire.
Listener.